Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry, I was late this morning. I had to run in the snow. It's a little bit challenging in heels. Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor once again. I'll be repeating my statement from yesterday and hopefully finishing today, and I appreciate that that we have an opportunity to revisit this. Once again, I'd like to reiterate that my delegation took the floor to respond as a right of reply to the misleading and inflammatory statement from the Russian Federation. Once again, accepting no responsibility for the demise of agreements such as the INF and deflecting blame entirely onto a single nation for the woes of the world. Were it only the world were that simple. Mr. President, before Russia accuses anyone of implementing a, quote, aggressive, egocentric foreign policy, perhaps they should ask their neighbor Ukraine what they think of Russia's self-proclaimed non-aggressive foreign policy. Let me be clear, regardless if it is the ABM, INF, JCPOA, or New START, the United States will not be the sole compliant party to any treaty, period. I will not rehash in this room the numerous and egregious Russian violations of the INF, but I will say, and please heed this, the United States will not enter into, extend, or renew any treaty that's compliance is not fully verifiable and equally respected by all parties. For treaties and armed control agreements to meet any threshold of credibility, there must be full compliance by all parties. Furthermore, speaking of an evolving security environment, excuse me, sir. Furthermore, speaking of an evolving security environment in which Russia and China continue to develop and build up their nuclear arsenals, no treaty would effectively address these growing security challenges, and it would be short-sighted and irresponsible at best if such a security treaty did not include Russia and China. And the United States will not disadvantage its own national security for the benefit of Russia and China in its continued buildup or blatant violation of treaties. Frankly, on the heels of such a successful P5 meeting in London, followed by what I believe has been a very constructive high-level segment here this week, the United States is deeply disappointed the Russian Federation would deliver such a petulant and defensive statement, assigning blame everywhere but where it lays, with Russia itself. Only when Russia is prepared to accept its role in the demise of these treaties that it claims so desperately to respect, will we be able to rebuild trust and look to a new multipolar security environment. Perhaps then, Russia will find a response to those generous overtures it claims to be waiting for. Mr. President, we seek to look forward. We must all be realistic about the current security strategic environment and develop new and creative solutions like those before us did with the INF and New START, and address the challenges that face us today as they are, not as we remember them to be or as we wish them to be. To that end, the United States stands ready and more than willing to invite our P5 colleagues, Russia and China, into a genuine, timely, and relevant arms control discussion, to which I might add, Mr. President, we too are still waiting for an answer. Mr. President, turning to Iran, our goal remains, as we have always stated, to achieve a deal that comprehensively addresses the full range of threats posed by Iran, including its destabilizing regional activities, its development and proliferation of ballistic missiles, and its nuclear program. An agreement that does not address this full range of capabilities is merely a shortstop to hobble its developments and its nuclear aspirations. To achieve that, though, Iran must be willing to operate like a normal country, change its malign behavior, and take lasting steps to demonstrate its nuclear program is and will always be peaceful. Unfortunately, While my president has said we are open to diplomacy with Iran, Iran has continued to meet our diplomacy with violence. Mr. President, to use the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister's words yesterday, the only people who are, quote, systematically violating anything are Iran. The fact that there has not been a follow-on to the JCPOA and that Iran continues to be subject to sanctions is purely through the fault of Iran. Like Russia, perhaps Iran should stop looking for others to lay fault and accept responsibilities for its actions and subsequent consequences. Thank you, Mr. President.